but this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Ernest Price. Episode number 1048 is here. We're talking today about Agile. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Agile development is steeped in the belief that there is no right way to manage a software development project. There are methods and practices based on the values and principles of the Agile Manifesto and specific to each software development method. Each solution develops according to its context, in which appropriate practices are used by a self-organized team of developers, managers, engineers, and other stakeholders deployed within the context of the solution. The visual paradigm helps companies stay competitive and respond to changes in today's fast-changing environment. This research unpacks how to adapt and adapt change management practices for your project through agile and iterative development, and to drive the development of a more agile, user-friendly software development process more effectively. An integrated capacity for change management is not only part of an agile organization. Procy also has dozens of years of research and development experience focused on creating organizational change and management capabilities. We offer our customers a suite that includes role-based training to enhance their business transformation skills. Agile is committed to building functional teams that work on software and is the best approach to managing and deploying projects. It is an agile approach to project management and development and deployment of functioning software. Based on the values and principles outlined in the Agile Manifesto, agile development involves developing software for a variety of projects, from small to large scale. The agile movement has moved from the traditional waterfall approach, which is often used in large software development projects, to a more agile approach to developing and implementing a software project. The history of developing agilistic software is one of frustration with traditional waterfall methods. As discussed in the Agile Manifesto and its values and principles, it is designed for a wide range of projects, from small to large, multi-million dollar projects. Agile is focused on keeping the team lean and creating viable products that go through a series of iterations before anything is final. Agile is a term used to describe an approach to software development that emphasizes iterative development, continuous integration, and continuous deployment of software leadership, rather than trying to deliver once in a while. Project managers usually facilitate the work of the development team, eliminate bottlenecks, and help teams focus on delivering software iterations on a regular basis. Agile is a term used to describe an approach to software development that focuses on iterative development, continuous integration, and continuous delivery of software leadership, rather than trying to deliver from time to time. Feedback is collected and implemented continuously, but it is a much more dynamic process, with everyone working together towards a goal. The manifesto basically explains four values and statements that form the basis of the agile movement. The manifesto lays down principles that guide a better approach to software development. This does not mean that the items on the right side of the statement are important or necessary, they are simply more valuable. If a team wants to change a particular practice, it should experiment and track the results to ensure that the changes are improved and to reduce the risk of errors, bugs, and other problems in the development process. This aims to provide a better customer experience through agile innovation. Founded in 2006, the company has been agile since its inception and focuses on continuous integration, continuous delivery, and continuous improvement. Agile is a project management method that uses short development cycles, known as sprints, to focus on the continuous improvement and development of products and services. Leaders no longer dictate specific practices, but encourage experimentation and flexibility, as long as changes are compatible with agile principles and prove to improve outcomes. Practices vary from company to company and even within the same company and in different countries and regions. Agile was first discussed in 1957 by William Royce as an incremental software development method, who published an essay on the development of large software systems. Later, in 2001, 17 software developers published the Agile Software Development Guide, a guide to applying agile development methods in the software industry. The developers met to discuss the need for a lightweight design method based on their shared experience. These values and principles have guided the various methods and tools that have evolved, including agile software development tools, agile management systems, and agile design principles. Agile is widely accepted as a range of project management and development methods. The sequential approach used in Waterfall is in sharp contrast to the incremental, iterative approach used for agile development. With the cooperative, iterative approach, Agile became the most popular method for developing large software systems in the software industry. Scrum is an agile process that allows you to focus on delivering enterprise value in a short time. For organizations that are already agile, it is often challenging to understand the return on investment of implementing agile approaches and the impact on business. This was Agile, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1048. My name is Ernest Price, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.